If you're in education, you understand how important it is to make some connections between our classrooms and business and industry. On today's episode, we're going to be chatting with a former educator working in industry, and she's going to share a bunch of ideas of how they are making those connections.
Welcome to the STEM Everyday Podcast. Each episode features educators sharing their practical ideas to put more science, technology, engineering, and math into every classroom every day. For show notes and more information, visit dailystem.com. Here's your host, Chris Woods.
Well, educators, welcome to this episode of the STEM Everyday Podcast. And I'm really excited that today we get to chat with somebody from industry, somebody that works with the other side of the kids that we're working with every day. She's a former teacher, and she's now working for an international company, Enderson Hauser, working out of Indiana, and really excited to be able to hear about what it's like for encouraging STEM at that K-12 level, and then how does that build to those industry-level jobs that our kids are hopefully going to have, I'm sure they're going to have someday. Welcome to the show today, Nicole Adi.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm glad to be a part of it and super passionate about the connections between education and industry. So anything I can do to help support educators and industry is amazing.
Yeah. And first off, Nicole, just so that everybody knows, I don't think any educator, if you're listening and you know what Enderson Hauser does, number one, you get bonus points today. But Nicole, just tell us real briefly what a big company like that does.
Yeah. So Enderson Hauser, our North American headquarters are located in Greenwood, Indiana. So just south of Indianapolis, but we are a global Swiss German company. So our headquarters are in Reinach, Switzerland. Enderson was Swiss, Hauser was German. They came together. Enderson developed the technology. Hauser was the funder. They came together to form this organization over 70 years ago, 50 years in the United States, formed this company where we're measuring things. And when I'm talking with students and schools, and they have no idea what is process automation, and I didn't know as a former educator when I was in it what it is, I try to keep it simple. We're helping companies measure solids, liquids, and gases going through pipes and tanks. So if you think about the food that you're eating, the water that you drink, or when you flushed your toilet this morning, if you filled up your gas tank, or if you've taken medicine, you flip on a light switch, all of these things are measured because they're going through systems and we're measuring things like flow, pressure, temperature, pH. So lots of STEM included in what we're doing. And that's part of the passion for connecting for education.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of those things that I'm sure, you know, most of our students and probably even a lot of us haven't ever thought about. You put that, you know, that nozzle into the gas tank, and how does that thing register actually how many gallons goes in? And that's those types of sensors, that automation, that equipment that companies like Enderson Hauser are making and providing for the world. And I would think that your background as an educator, which is really pretty phenomenal, allows you to do some great things to help connect kids and educators with the great things that you're doing.
Yeah, so I went to school to be a teacher, but it was technology education is what I went to study, and came out and started teaching in Columbus, Indiana, high school engineering and technology classes, taught everything from the Project Lead the Way curriculum, which some of you may have taught.
It's great.
Taught the full gambit of those courses, even taught some construction, some architecture, some computer web design. So did all of that for about 12 years. And the end of that had transitioned and done some coursework into administration. And at that time, it was back in 2013, transitioned to an administration role here with a local career center to Central 9, to Greenwood, and came in as the assistant director and then eventually the director. So never thought I would be doing anything different than education. But here I am, and excited to make some connections.
And I would think, I mean, because I'm pretty familiar with that Project Lead the Way curriculum, and a lot of educators doing that engineering stuff, doing those STEM lessons and things in their classrooms, they're using sensors. They're using things that measure not the complexity and level, but definitely leading those kids to understand all those things need to be measured, just like the equipment that you're working with there at Enderson Hauser.
Yeah, whenever I was teaching the principles of engineering class, we had the marble sorter. If any of you ever did that project, we were measuring light coming through the marble. You're measuring distance with the sonar. There was measuring of rotations in the wheel. So all these things, these sensors that were included in these kits, are all very similar to what we're using to measure products that are actually helping people.
Yeah, and again, that's an important thing for us as educators to realize that these lessons that we're doing, they're not just, let's keep the kids busy, let's give the kids something hands-on. More and more, if we can, Nicole, take these things and attach them and relate them to those real world skills and careers, that's going to set our kids up for a whole lot more potential for success someday, right?
Absolutely. And even if you take it a step further, three of my years in Columbus were at a new tech high school, which was project-based learning. And if you can take those skill sets and those projects that you're doing and connect with a real industry in the community and build something that the students can connect one-on-one, whether they're connecting with an engineer at the company or somebody in the business side of the organization, they see that real life connection and they can see themselves fitting in a role with that company or organization down the road as a potential future hire or a future employee.
Yeah. And again, we're chatting with Nicole Oddy. She's the Director of Workforce Development at Endress & Hauser. Endress.com. You can find out more about all their programs and resources. It'd actually be fun just to give the kids, 10 minutes, 15 minutes to look around on the website and see what are the types of things that companies make? What are those problems that they're solving? Because we want our kids to be better problem solvers. And some of the things that you're doing, and that's part of the reason you're here today, is to be able to talk about, you've got some different initiatives. You got a design innovation studio that you're providing for kids in that Indiana area. But just tell us a little bit about some of those ways that a big company like yours can reach out to teachers and kids in the communities.
Absolutely. So when I was an educator, I was on the administrative side at Central 9, first connected with Endress & Hauser because of an initiative where they were reaching out to 7th, 8th, and 9th graders and their families to get them exposed to STEM, trades, manufacturing, process automation. And we were the educator partner to help them connect with all the area middle schools and high schools so they could connect to those 7th, 8th, and 9th graders and their parents. And that's when I first got connected with Endress & Hauser, and eventually, like I said, I never felt that I would leave education, but I saw the impact that they had in the community and I saw the way they were connecting with schools. And I thought, if there's something that I can support and help grow on the educator side and bring to the organization, that would be powerful. So when I came in, there were a lot of already established partnerships like that Community Career and Education Forum that we have for parents and students. There were established relationships with the local schools. They were coming to that event. We were funding some grants for the various schools to put STEM into their classrooms and incorporate that into the way they were teaching, as well as local post-secondary partners like Purdue University, Rose Holman, Indiana State, and Ivy Tech Community College. And we had just kicked off an apprenticeship program. So all those things were in place. But the thought was, what can we do to expand and grow that network so that we can reach more people and connect more students at a broader level? So one, we expanded and broadened the university outreach to schools and universities across the country. So we've been similarly with what we're doing here in Indiana, we've been doing those same sorts of, whether it's partnering on a capstone project or serving on an advisory board or investing in equipment that can go into their labs, chemical engineering or technical, mechanical engineering technology, all of those things that we're helping support. Or here more locally, expanding beyond the initiatives that we had with middle school and high school. And you mentioned the innovation studio.
Yeah, that sounds really exciting.
Yeah. So that is through our connections with Purdue, NMAC, Indiana Next Level Manufacturing and Advanced Competitiveness Center, helped fund a grant for us to put some equipment into our facility that would work with local schools. So we have things like 3D printers and robotic arms and Sphero balls and kits. So whether a little light sensor kit called Indie Cars and micro bits. And so we have all of these things. We just had to find a space and we had to host a person to run that program. So now we've got somebody on site, we've got a space, we've got the facility, and there's a curriculum that goes alongside this. Mm-hmm. So all aligned state standards in science, technology, math, social studies, English for K through 8. Yeah. And we connect with teachers in the local area and we say, bring your students to us and we'll run these activities. We'll show them STEM. We'll help them see the connection between what they're learning STEM in your classrooms with what an industry needs. And then they also get the opportunity to see us. So that really did help expand our continuum from true K-12, where we really probably were before more 7 through 12, middle school and high school. Now we're a full K-12. And as an industry partner, and you may have some of those listening too, it's more important to have multiple touch points as opposed to just one event that maybe you come. So if we can have multiple things across this continuum, starting from kindergarten, maybe they visit us in third grade and then they come to the CCF in seventh grade. And then maybe they apply for an internship and then maybe they come back after college and come into our rotational program. Those are all things that we want to see as multiple touch points.
Yeah. And I'm imagining, number one, educators, if you happen to be living in Indiana or even close by Indiana, this sounds like a great field trip. This sounds like a great opportunity. And so definitely educators, if you happen to be living in Indiana or even close by Indiana, definitely reach out to Nicole. We'll have connection information in the show notes for how to get a hold of them. And to, like she said, I mean, that's a great opportunity to come back multiple times throughout a child's career in K-12 education to learn those next level steps. Whereas, you know, like you said, just a one-time event is great. But when you can build those relationships, that's terrific. And then thinking also about, you mentioned that your business, you know, Anderson Hauser has this partnership, but also, you know, so many businesses, so many industries, so many universities have these types of opportunities for kids. And, you know, sometimes it just takes reaching out and saying, hey, I'm a teacher at a local school. Can you help? Do you got something we can go and do and see? And I'm sure kids walking into that design innovation studio that you have is really like just eye-opening for those kids.
It is, absolutely. You know, for sure would encourage the teachers to reach out to me or other industry partners. I know sometimes it's difficult to say, well, who do I reach out to? This company is so expansive. Where do I start? Sometimes within HR departments is a great place to connect to. But I also think about your networks that you already have within your world of teaching. Who do you know and where do they work? And they can potentially connect you with somebody else in their organization. Who within your community, there's typically going to be a chamber of commerce or an economic development organization that can tell you the companies and the organizations that are interested in doing innovative things, that are open to those initiatives, and they can help connect you to those entities. And especially with everything that's changing with graduation requirements, and I don't know if any of you have heard of these 30-minute meetings that are coming down the road for high school students. My son is a junior, so I think he'll be one of those. They'll have to be required to have that. I think what you're going to start to see is the impetus is going to be on both education and industry to come together and partner more frequently. And I think hopefully it becomes more natural for both sides of the coin. But just that initial reach out and even start with something simple, something small, whether it's having somebody come to your school and do a guest speaker, or if you can have some students go job shadow, any opportunity that students get exposure to a future career helps them decide, hey, this is something I want to do. Or sometimes it's just as important to say, I really did not enjoy that job shadow with the data analytics team, which we had a student that was interested in maybe engineering or data analytics. And like, I don't know if that's for me, but maybe more controlling or accounting is where I want to go.
Yeah. Hey, so, no offense to data analytics. So there's some pretty amazing things that, you know, like especially athletes and sports and entertainment, man, there's some crazy level analytics going on in that. But you've mentioned one thing, and I'd love to hear more about how you do this, that community career and education forum. I think a lot of schools do like a STEM night or a career fair, but maybe tell us something about it. And maybe even we can all kind of pick some ideas as we're listening.
Absolutely.
Say, let's add that to what we're already doing.
Yep. So the idea is the first piece that we emphasized when we first started collaborating on this, even when I was on an educator, is that if you're going to change mindsets, you can't just change the mindset of the student. You're going to have to change the mindset of the parent. Yeah. So this is an event that's not just for students, and we hold it in the evening. The key is we invite parents, we feed them. So that's a big point. Yeah. If you've got to go away for an evening and you've got a million other things going, if the event can have food and you can feed them, we also partner with other local industry manufacturers, construction companies, other trades type organizations. And we emphasize that at the event that they're doing something hands-on and engaging to get students excited about the potential careers. And the key is that they're sharing what are the career opportunities. So if Cummins is an organization that's been involved with us from the beginning, if they share with a student, here's an automotive engineering degree, and they learn about that, that's something I'm excited about. We also have the education partners at that event. So we have the Purdue's, the Rosehalmans, the Indiana States, and they could walk over and say, okay, Purdue, you have automotive engineering. Tell me more about this degree path.
Yeah.
I'm an eighth grader. What do I need to do in high school to get prepared for that job down the road? The idea is to get them excited, create an awareness in the community, even is a big part of that. When we go into the community now and I'm wearing an Anderson Hauser shirt, people are like, hey, I know you, my student or son went to that event. Or when we're at career fairs now for colleges, students walk up to us. I went to the CCF when I was in middle school, and that's how I know who you are. And so it is it's a long game for an industry to develop talent, but it's also the right game because we collectively need to build talent with our education partners.
Yeah. And I know, Nicole, that's a huge thing right now going on, that lack, that need of talent, people, not just to be, you know, the engineers, the designers, you know, behind a screen, but also to be those people that are, you know, on the floor. Those are the ones that are testing and making and, I mean, creating and fabricating, and those types of things are both part of that STEM and CTE pipeline that we're really trying to encourage with a lot of those kind of STEM and elective kind of classes.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm a former CTE teacher, so I live, breathe, appreciate the importance of that application learning and the connections to industry.
Yeah.
We even have, I mean, we're getting ready to hire interns for next year, high school interns. We hire college interns as well, but we've got high school interns that will be starting. We're going to start interviewing them in welding, machining, our facilities. We'll have engineering. We'll have controlling and finance. We'll have a repair and calibration intern. And then in addition to all of that, too, somewhere where we're headed as a state, we've got this idea of youth apprenticeships. So we've got apprenticeships already for high school graduates. But what can we do to create a model for high school students? And I think you'll be hearing a lot more about this from the state of Indiana in the coming years. But if we can adjust requirements in a high school schedule enough that allows the flexibility for a student to spend time like a Swiss model of apprenticeship, to spend time in an industry, to learn and grow and get both, you know, associate type degrees. So we're working on that right now. We're actually going to be working with NSK as a local Japanese manufacturer of bearings. We will be collectively doing a pre-version of an apprenticeship, an early apprenticeship program, where we're going to have high school students. It's like an early college model. They're going to graduate with a high school diploma, an associate's degree.
Right.
And about 1,200 hours of work experience. So that'll kick off this fall.
That's awesome. And man, just that idea of pushing those internships back into that high school level. Me as a high school teacher, I completely understand. You know, elementary teachers, I know you feel like, you know, you've got so many things to teach and not enough time to teach it. High school, these kids have that same thing, but it's completely different. They've got all these requirements. And to be able to fit any electives or any of those hands-on applications, those things where they really get to see that curriculum in action, where it crosses those curricular boundaries, that's gold for those kids to help them to understand and really get excited about their learning and why they have to learn this stuff. So yeah, anything that we can do to break down some of those requirements, hopefully that goes through and it works well. And I'm looking forward to maybe hearing some more about that in the future. We've talked about a lot of great things you're doing. I'd really love your perspective, having been a teacher and then now being in industry. What's your hope for STEM education as we keep going forward? You know, I know we just talked about the internship part, so I'm sure we can agree to that part. But what else? What do you hope?
I think it comes down to letting the expertise land where it is. So education's expertise is teaching and educating and curriculum and standards and pedagogy. Those are your skill sets. Industry, what do we have? We have the skill sets of what we need for a future workforce. So how can we bring those two worlds together? That's the ultimate. How can we bring those two worlds together to collectively develop talent that's a benefit for educators? We don't want to eliminate educators out of any of the sequence of future talent development and industry. How can we pair that together? And what is the best model? I think other places in the world have figured it out that, you know, the skills maybe industry driven, but then the teachers and the educators can help develop the content that goes alongside that. And I think it does start with natural connections and building those relationships across what seems like unchartable territory
right,
whenever you're going on it.
Right. I know. I was thinking, Nicole, about how many times we've tried to just have conversations with as high school with some of the elementary teachers, and how frustrating that can be when we can't make that happen. But to make that happen with some people in industry, educators, definitely, again, like you mentioned earlier, Nicole, just reach out to that HR department, reach out to any business, any university in your area, and just start asking questions. And somebody there is going to have the time to be able to share some of that information with you. And because we do, we want our kids to know what they need to know. But if we don't know that they're heading off into those careers without the things that they need, then we're not doing the best that we can for those kids. So that's part of that problem solving aspect for us as educators that we're trying to model for our kids. And that's some of the problem solving that you're doing there at Enderson Hauser, Nicole, and really appreciate the things that you're doing and the things that you're sharing. So any other last thoughts just as we kind of wrap up today?
I think the only area that I would continue to emphasize is try something out, be flexible. I know it's a Nike slogan, but just do it and try it and reiterate, just like industry does when we're developing products, is make new iterations and be willing to be flexible. There's a lot of great supports out there and people are willing to help.
Yeah. I'm already looking forward to, you know, because of our conversation today, Nicole, to chat with some industries in our local community because of your advice and your thoughts today. So I really appreciate that. And all the best to you and as you're keeping on working with the kids both in your area in Indiana and worldwide as a global industry as well. So thank you very much, Nicole, for joining us today.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
And again, connect more with Nicole Adi on Enderson.com or the links that we have in the show notes as well. If you need to connect with me, head to dailystem.com. I'm always happy to help as well. And again, you can subscribe to the STEM Everyday podcast so that you can hear about more great things that are helping to lead our kids into those amazing future careers that we're hoping for them to have. Keep up the great work, educators. You're doing that most important job each and every day.